present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud and Geraldine Jones in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is Nicholas Parson.
Hello again and welcome once more to Just a Minute. The game, as a lot of you will probably remember, is a very simple one. I'm going to give these three members of the panel some unlikely subjects which they know nothing about and ask them to speak for just a minute without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviation. And if any of the other two, either of the other two, I should say, think that they are guilty of one of these crimes, they may challenge by pressing a buzzer, and if I uphold their challenge, they will gain a point, and if the challenge goes against them, the person who's speaking will gain a point. I think the rest of the game will become clear as we play it, so let us start straight off with the person who's played it a bit before and knows quite a lot about it, Clement Freud. The subject is learning to fly, Clement. Would you like to try and talk for just a minute, starting now?
One would have thought that when you learn to fly, you need a plane, but this is utterly untrue. You need a blackboard and a man with a white shirt and gold stripes on his shoulders who has a pointer and draws...
I challenge that. I don't see what men with gold rings has got to do with flying. I mean, disgrace is deviation, isn't it? He was deviating. I could see him deviating. Eyes were deviating too.
Kenneth, you are pressing your point very, very strongly.
Thank you.
But even though you're new to the show, I'm afraid I can't uphold it. I've seen men with rings round their arms connected with flying. In fact, all flying officers have got them. So I uphold Clement Freud. You needn't look so shocked. You needn't look so shocked. I know you keep all your best expressions for radio, but... Clement Freud, you have another point. You have 45 seconds for learning to fly, starting now.
Onto this blackboard, he draws things that look like fillets of plates, but are in fact aeroplane wings, and explains that pressure on these wings causes the plane to rise or lower. And after two or three days happily spent in a classroom, you approach for the first time the aeroplane which they are going to teach you to fly. The plane has to be inspected, so you walk round pulling at things, kicking at wheels, making quite sure that the undercarriage is secure.
Geraldine Jones, why do you challenge?
Deviation. This is an inspection of an aeroplane, not a learning, not a lesson.
A very clever challenge. You have gained yourself a point. A point? A point? Don't give out many points, but for you, Geraldine, I would give a point. But actually, in the game, I can only give points, and you have gained one, and you also have the subject now with 14 seconds to go, learning to fly, starting now.
I spent 4 very happy years learning to fly between the ages of 5 and 9. It was my ambition then not to fly by the base means of an aeroplane, but to fly by spreading out my
wings. Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why?
Repetition, 4 flies.
The way... There were definitely 4 flies on Geraldine's speech. And before we go any further on that subject, Clement Freud, I give it the subject back to you of learning to fly with only 3.5 seconds left, starting now.
The teacher says, take this power lever in your left hand and grip...
The buzzer. And as the bell went, when Clement Freud was speaking, he gains another point. Geraldine, it's your turn to start. A lovely subject for a lady. Beans. Have a little thought about beans as you're new to the game and start talking for just a minute if you can now.
I detest beans in any shape or form, though I have to confess that Clement Freud has never prepared them for me. He hasn't even as much as thrown a recipe for them in a colour supplement. I think that beans are not only a tasteless and unappetizing vegetable, they're a terribly confusing vegetable as well, because they come by lots and lots of different names. A cabbage is a cabbage is a cabbage, but a...
Clement Freud.
Repetition.
You do see when you play the game a bit, you spot them very quickly. Clement Freud, you've gained another point, and Geraldine, you appear to have challenged yourself. Could you take your...
No, I just wanted to deny that it was repetition. It was necessary to the literary elusiveness of my style.
Oh. You can see that the audience are utterly with you, Geraldine, but I'm afraid, in fairness, I feel I must give it to Clement Freud, who has another point. He has the subject. He has 38 seconds. Beans, Clement Freud, starting now.
Haricot, flageolet, green, and runner are the more common types of this vegetable to be found in the shops during the year. But they also come in tomato sauce in tins. Heaven...
Kenneth Williams.
In hesitation.
Yes, yes, in I hesitation. Definitely agree, yes. Can you discourse on beans for 23 seconds, starting now?
I know very little about beans, the vegetable, but I must say I've had a lot of pleasure from watching those things that jump up and down. Men sell them in the street, you must have seen, and they jump up and down. They're very gaily coloured.
Geraldine Jones, why do you challenge?
Repetition.
Repetition, yes.
What was repeated?
Come on. You repeated your little jumps up and down in the street, Kenneth. And it was almost becoming embarrassing, so we will continue. With Geraldine Jones on beans, starting now.
I particularly hate beans because as a small child, my name, which is Geraldine, used to be shortened to Jelly and sometimes Jelly Bean. And as I was rather a round little girl, not to say fat, I used to...
Clement and Freud, you challenged.
Deviation from the truth. She still is a round.
Hold your challenge. Are you asking me to be ungallant and say that I agree? I refuse to be on this particular occasion. Geraldine, you gain an extra point because you are not at that description of Clement Freud. You gain one more point, and I'll tell you this. You have 1 second to continue the subject, so you might even gain another, and you start now.
Jelly beans are in
Clement Freud, challenge again.
Hesitation.
She didn't hesitate, Clement. She has a third point, and she has half a second to start
in the tradition.
Wait a minute. She's too keen now. She knows who's on sitting on her left. Don't worry, I'll say now. Geraldine, half a second for beans, starting now.
Beans are confusing.
She's got very little time. Well, with Clement Freud's ungallant challenges, Geraldine has now taken the lead with 6 points. Clement Freud has 4, and Kenneth has 1. But, Kenneth, it is your turn to begin, and here's something I'm sure you can talk to us at great length about. But just a minute will do. It is making friends, and you start now.
I have made friends all over the place. I really have. I've made friends on park benches, and I've made friends on ships. And I think that's a very interesting way to make a friend on a ship, because then you get off the ship, and you don't see them again, so you don't bored by them. Otherwise, you tend to be rather bored if you overdo the friendship. At first, like everything else, it needs rationing, you understand? What is friendship, one might ask oneself. Well, I mean, you could say it's taking the chaff and the grain together and sifting it all out and with a breath of kindness blowing the unpleasant things away. On the other hand, of course, some friendships can become, as I say, a great bore. And this is largely because you overdo it from the start. It should be rationed, you see. Friendship should be rationed.
Right, yeah. Yes, he's back in the war, isn't he? He's on with his rations.
Yes.
You're not allowed to repeat anything.
Yeah. Not as often as that.
Not as often as that, as Clement said. No, Clement Freud, you have the subject, you have a point.
What is the subject?
I'll give it to you in a second.
Sorry.
I'm not going to give you too much help because you've played the game so often. You have 15 seconds for making friends, starting now.
Making friends with Kenneth Williams is a particularly rewarding occupation. You go up to him very quietly, preferably from the left-hand side, grip his fingers firmly in your hand, and say, "Dear Mr. Williams, I would like you..."
I challenge that. It repeated itself, didn't he? He said my name twice.
No, I think he called you Kenneth Williams and then Mr. Williams. He upgraded you.
Oh.
I have to listen very
carefully. Whose side you on?
Clement Freud has another point and 1 second left for the subject, so he might get another one if he's clever. Making friends, Clement, starting now.
Sir, I say to Kenneth Williams.
So, Clement has just snatched the lead from Geraldine Jones and Kenneth Williams is still trailing a little.
There's no need to rub it in.
I've got to say what's in front of me. The listeners like to know. I said you were trailing a little. I didn't say what a little what you were trailing. You
made it sound very derogatory, huh?
Very devious. Clement Freud, it is your turn to begin. The subject is writing books, and I'd like you to try and talk for just a minute, starting now.
Ideally, for this, you need a pen. But a pencil and a lot of paper will also suffice. You take the pen firmly in your right hand...
Kenneth Williams, you buzzed twice.
I didn't. I buzzed once. I think this lady here buzzed once. I don't know what the grounds.
Well, what was your challenge, Kenneth?
Oh, deviation. It's nothing to do with the subject at all. We take the pen in your hand. I mean, this is just commenting on something so obvious it's banal, isn't it?
All I can say is, Kenneth, how would you start to write a book? Your expression has answered me. I'm afraid Clement Freud has another point. Has 50 seconds left for writing books, starting now.
Next, you need a plot, and ideally one which has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Kenneth, you challenge what?
I challenge because it's entirely irrelevant. That's entirely untrue. You don't need a plot. You could write without a plot. You could write a whole ream of stuff without a plot.
Why do you challenge?
Many modern playwrights prove it, aren't they?
I will give you a bonus point for a very clever try, but I don't think within the context of the game it's a justified challenge, so the subject is still with Clement Freud, starting now.
Books, when they're written, ought to look impressive, so that when you go about starting the whole object, you want to put words neatly together, phrase up...
Geraldine Jones.
Hesitation.
I would say so, yes. I think he was beginning to hesitate a little way back. He has a very clever trick of running his delivery down. As he... Anyway, 25 seconds, Geraldine. You have an extra point. You have the subject with you. Writing books, starting now.
Writing books is really an alternative phrase for being on the dole or unemployed. People who say they're writing books are usually writing books because they have...
Clement Freud.
She's written 3 books.
I hate to take it away from you, Geraldine, but Clement Freud, you have another point. You have the subject. You have 16 seconds, and you start now.
Perhaps the most important thing is to find a publisher, because otherwise writing a book becomes entirely pointless as a venture. The man...
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation. After the word venture, it was a long hesitation.
Yeah. You haven't spoken for a long time, have you, Ken?
No, exactly, yes.
You're new to the game, aren't you?
I mean, you going on about me trailing behind.
Well, let's hope you won't trail so much now. And writing books, Kenneth, have you thought about the subject having asserted yourself?
I have.
Right. Well, you have 8 seconds and you start now.
I have written every day of my life for the last 15 years. I venture to suggest that it might make an interesting book. I don't know, mind you, whether anyone would dare...
No, the bell went before the challenge, and so that means you have an extra point.
Oh, yes.
Well, Kenneth isn't trailing quite so much behind now. He is catching up Geraldine Jones, who is a little way behind Clement Freud. And the next subject is with Geraldine Jones. It's your turn to begin, Geraldine. A nice subject for a pretty girl. Lipstick, but buying lipstick. That's the subject. And you begin now.
The gentlemen players of this game, if such there be, may look upon buying a lipstick as a fairly humdrum affair. I can assure them, however, that it is the most agonizing ordeal because it involves going into a large department store, going up to the great dragon at the cosmetics counter and facing her and saying, I'd like to buy a lipstick. She immediately turns upon me and blinks a well-made-up eyelid at me and says, what sort of lipstick would you like? And I say, well, I thought the one I had on. And she says, oh, is Madam wearing a lipstick today?
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Yes, I thought you were going to challenge on something else. We've had 4 lipsticks, you know. But still, there was a slight hesitation,
I
Clement.
It was lovely. I was all worked out.
Well, Clement Freud, the subject is with you. There are 29 seconds left for you to talk about buying a lipstick.
It should be said straight away that the embarrassment suffered by Miss Jones when buying a lipstick is as nothing to mine when confronted by the dragon opposite the cosmetics counter when I ask for a petunia red because it goes with the color of my eyes.
Kenneth Williams.
I challenge that.
Why?
Well, his eyes obviously don't go with petunia red.
So why do you challenge?
So it's inaccurate. It's dishonest. It's deviation.
It's deviation. That's the word I was searching for.
Yes, sorry. Yes. I meant to come round. I was coming round.
His petunia eyes, you feel a devious. So, Kenneth, you have an extra point. You have the subject. There are 12 seconds left for you to talk about buying a lipstick starting now.
I buy a lipstick very often, especially in the winter. It's not a coloured one, I admit, but it is stuff that you put on your lips and it stops the wind cracking them. Because if the lips crack open and you bleed, it's awful when you smile. Because you go, hello, and it all blows.
Geraldine, I'm afraid the bill went before your challenge, so Kenneth has another point. He has almost caught you up, but Clement Freud is still definitely in the lead. Kenneth Williams, it is your turn to begin this time.
Nice.
Something perhaps you've got some personal experience about, the bank manager. I'm giving you a time to think about it, because you're new, and if you'd like to talk for just a minute, starting now.
I went to see the bank manager recently about this business of tax reserve certificates, because I said to him, I don't want to have the money there earning interest. I've got to pay interest on a gain, do I? I'll buy these certificates and I get 3.5% and it's tax-free, isn't it? And he said, yes, that's absolutely true. And I said, that's marvellous, because with that money I can do with a new suite, because I could. The springs of my chairs are coming right through. It's not very comfortable to sit on. So I went along and asked him about this, and he said, yes, you could. And I said, well, the money will be useful to me afterwards. And he said, but wait a minute, you can't use it. I said, what? He said, no, the interest you earn has to go to pay more tax another year.
I was furious.
But I think the whole thing's a great con, don't you? I mean, they say tax-free. You think naturally you can keep it, don't you, the earnings? And you can't keep it at all. Because it turns out they put it aside and use it for another...
Why do you chant?
He's deviated from the bank manager.
Yes, a long, long time ago, I guess.
I deny that. It's cogent. It's cogent,
yes,
to my point.
And if you go on much longer, you'll probably make the audience laugh again.
I'm a sincere person, Nicholas. I'm trying to play sincerely.
You've been very sincere, but you also...
trick there. She played a fraudulent trick on me.
Mr. Williams, you may be very sincere, but Geraldine's gained a point, she's gained the subject. She has 9 seconds for the bank manager starting now.
I have a perfectly super relationship with my bank manager, which is...
That's indecent. We're not... No need for filth. I don't
know. All right, what do you challenge on? The subject, what of the three things? It's
deviation, yes, of course. What kind of deviation?
Yes.
Kenneth, I think it is probably justified within the rules of the game, what Geraldine just said. But as it was a clever challenge, I will give you a bonus point. All right?
Yes, thank you.
But Geraldine still has the subject.
Oh, she did.
Yes. And she has 6 seconds left for the bank manager starting now.
It's based on the totally erroneous assumption by him that one of these days I'm going to make an enormous
Clement
amount...
Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
4 seconds without any mention of the subject.
Brilliant. Yes. As brilliant, it's true. Yes.
Mentioned the subject, you'd have had it for repetition. No, I'm still with Geraldine Jones, who has another point. She has 2 seconds left for the bank manager, and she starts now.
The bank manager thinks that I'm going to make an enormous amount of money.
Geraldine, you're only 1 point behind Clement Freud now, and Kenneth Williams is 4 points behind Clement Freud. So you've taken out a cigarette. You're getting a bit tense, aren't
you? Oh, yes. Drop in here, I really...
Clement Freud, it is your turn to begin. The subject is traffic jams. Can you speak for just a minute, please, starting now?
A traffic jam is generally caused by a lot of cars and a shortage of road. This you can see particularly in the early mornings or the late evenings in the metropolitan rather than urban areas of this country. A particularly unpleasant traffic jam in which I once found myself... had in front of me 3 cyclists, while behind me was a car of indeterminate make in which a man had fallen asleep under...
Kenneth Williams,
my challenge is deviation. We were just in a traffic jam, not men falling asleep.
This man had fallen asleep in a traffic jam. I feel it's entirely justified. Clement Freud is another point. He still has the subject. 29 seconds. Continue now.
I sounded my horn, which I understand is an offence in a traffic jam, and a policeman came up to me and said, "Here, you sounded..."
Geraldine Jones.
Hesitation.
Yes. The policeman may have hesitated.
Your horn.
And you can't get out of it by saying the policeman hesitated when he spoke to me, Alan. So, Geraldine, you have a point. You have 20 seconds left for the subject of traffic jams, and you start now.
Traffic jams should be part of Girl Guides teaching because they enable you to prove how much patience and goodwill you have towards the other people on the road. If you can survive in a traffic jam without losing your temper, I think you must make a jolly good Girl Guide or even a jolly good Boy Scout. Traffic jams for me.
German Freud.
3 traffic jams, 2 Girl Guides.
Yes. But just the traffic jams will do. We don't want the Girl Guides and the Boy Scouts. Anyway, there we are, Clement. You have another point. You have 3 seconds left for the subject of traffic jams, and you start now.
On the Exeter bypass, during the summer weekends, you will find...
Well, as you were speaking, as the bell went, Clement, you now have another point. You still have a lead of... You increased your lead to 3 over Geraldine, with Kenneth a little way behind. Kenneth, it's your turn to start. The subject, which no doubt someone with your horticultural background, you know, thinking of the artifacts and all those things, can discourse on at great length, but just a minute will do. Puffballs. Starting now.
Well, I don't see what their knowledge of botany's got to do with it. Puffballs, as everybody knows, is a breakfast food. Puffballs. You pour the milk on them and they make these funny noises. And they're also delicious. They've got this sort of honey stuff coated on the outside of them. And they crunch in your mouth because they're ball, but puffed up, of course. And naturally, when you crunch them, you disturb...
Geraldine.
Repetition of crunching all the time.
No, I bet you had it for hesitation, but I don't think there's any repetition. Was there a repetition of crunching? Did you think there was a
repetition of crunching?
No. Kenneth, you still have the stuff. You've got the audience with you as well, I can see that. You have another point. You have 37 seconds left for puffballs starting now.
Well, these puffballs are very nice, as I say, if you like all that crunching and the noises in the morning. But personally, I try to steer clear of it because I think that a cup of coffee is quite enough to begin the day.
Geraldine.
Deviation from puffballs to breakfast habits.
Well, I think these particular puffballs of Kenneth Williams can certainly give you strange breakfast habits. Kenneth, I'm still with you.
Oh?
Yes, you have. You don't want it.
Well, yes.
Well, you've got it. Puffballs starting now.
Yes, well, there are other kinds of puffballs, of course. I mean, we all know that.
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Yes, puffballs, Clement Freud. 21 seconds left, starting now.
Botanically speaking, these are white, fluffy cotton wool.
Kenneth Williams.
They're not white, fluffy cotton wool.
Chairman, would you like to justify what you're going to say?
Yes, I would. Botanically speaking, they are white, fluffy cotton.
You can't do that. Kenneth, you cannot challenge on a challenge. Take your finger off your buzzer and let Clement Freud finish his sentence. See if he can justify it. Clement, yes. Botanically speaking.
They are white, circular globules of fluff, which are called fluff balls.
I thought they were called puff balls.
Of course they are.
Also known as puff balls.
That's right.
And on any summer's afternoon...
All right, I'm only asking you to justify it. I agree with you. Kenneth's challenge was unjustified. You have another point. You have the subject of 16 seconds. Don't look like that, Kenneth, because it honestly won't get you a point. 16 seconds left for puffballs, Clement, starting now.
One of the most uplifting things about puffballs is that you can take them in your hand and blow gently down the palm of your hand towards the tips of your fingers, and these...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation. Nothing to do with puffballs, whether you're blowing them down your fingers or...
All right, Kenneth, I'll give the subject back to you then. You have 7 seconds left for puffballs, starting now.
Well, of course, it falls to me to right this terrible wrong. I mean, they are not white, fluffy things that he's talking about. They are. They look like a toad.
Well, that last terrific burst of speed from Kenneth Williams on the back of his puffballs brought him right up, equal with Geraldine Jones. They are both second. But anyway, the winner is definitely Clement Freud.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.